Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Debate the Music, episode 15. My bad. Damn.
Yes, sir. 15.
I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21. You can hit us on Instagram at Debate the Music. Before we start this show, I want to send our condolences out to Charlie Murphy's family. Not only is he a comedian, but he affected many lives in hip-hop, so rest in peace to Charlie Murphy, man.
Yeah, for real, man. Definitely shout out to them, man. He was amazing on the Boondocks and the Chappelle Show, man. That was classic.
Charlie Murphy knew his music, too, bro.
For real, man. So big ups to Charlie Murphy, man. First thing we got to get to, let's talk about this Kendrick album. We finally got the track list.
Oh, you mean damn?
And it's, I'm not even upset that he kind of pushed it back now, because I kind of got a chance to review the, just all of the albums and the projects we've gotten from TDE overall. And yeah, they don't really put out bad music. So if they take a while to put out music, I'm not upset with that. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Bro, I feel like we're about to get a fucking masterpiece on our hand. Like, did you see that album cover? Like, he means business, bro.
I know the Rihanna joint is gonna be fired because she's talking about it, you know. So,
oh yeah.
And then I heard read a bunch of articles with the people from TDE, from people on Aftermath, talking about how the album is a classic and it's amazing and hyping it. So really excited to hear this, man.
Bro, let's just go over these track lists, because they all have some meaning behind it. Like Blood, DNA, Ya, Element, Feel, Loyalty, Pride, Humble, Lust, Love, XXX, Fear, God, and last but not least, Duckworth. I got a feeling
it's a deeper meaning behind this, man.
Exactly. So this is, I don't know, like, it's one of them things where it's like, oh shit, like, y'all done fucked up now. That's really how I feel, like, you know? He about to hurt some feelings with this shit.
I think so too, because again, he's one of the artists that doesn't put out trash music. So I think that it was good for him to kind of let Joey Badass go first and get out the way. Now he can put out this music and, you know, we can just cherish it for what it is.
I think Joey got the number one spot this week too, so shout out to Joey for that. I don't think his last one did as good as this one. I'm not really sure. I don't have those numbers, but congrats to Joey on the number one album this week. That was pretty big.
Right, yeah, man. That's definitely a big deal. I respect what he did with that album, man. Like, we reviewed it on our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Check that out. And we talked about it on the last episode. So I do think that Kendrick will outdo him.
No question.
I got a feeling that it's gonna be great. If it's anything like Humble, it's gonna be dope, man.
Man, ain't no telling what we about to get. The names of the tracks we just went over for y'all. So just get all I can say, y'all. Just get ready. You know, tomorrow, whoever has Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, pretty sure it's gonna drop around 8:30 Pacific time. So just get ready.
Yeah, man. So what we gotta talk about next? What is it? What's next?
I want to talk about Mr. Dwayne Carter.
Yeah,
I don't know if
man.
You saw this, but he had a concert. I don't know if it was yesterday or 2 days ago. And he basically confirmed all the speculation, and I spoke on this previous episodes, that he's basically a member of Roc Nation. I feel like this move has been in the works for a long time, and it makes so much sense, because finally, we can probably get the Carter 4. I mean, 5, excuse me.
Right? Like, it sucks that we had to wait this long. And I'm hyped because, like I've been saying for the longest, people keep disrespecting Lil Wayne, forgetting how great he is. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make a thread tomorrow with the episode, man. We gotta put this together. I just want to show people that Lil Wayne is nice. Like, these rappers that's out now are trash compared to him. Like, Lil Wayne is honestly one of the best to ever do it. It's just he was doing it too long. He lived to see himself become a villain. And I think that
exactly
him going and being in that situation, that rough situation with Birdman for so long, is actually going to allow him now to get back to kind of where he was at. Man,
there's so much he can do now, bro. I mean, Jay-Z basically, I don't know if it's a Roc Nation like recording deal, or I don't know if it's a publishing deal. Either way, you can't go wrong being behind Jay-Z. Jay-Z is there's no question. We can't really speak on Jay-Z because we put him in that category, was it 2 episodes ago? So I feel like it's a great move for Wayne. I feel like now I'm gonna give him probably by the summer, we should probably be getting some Wayne.
Right, we definitely should, man. And I'm happy because I'm tired of people disrespecting one of the greats. So
yeah, man,
I'm ready for him to get in the studio and give us some real Lil Wayne music. Like,
and let's be honest, man, any situation is better than Cash Money right now. I mean, like we were talking about Jacquez, he need to leave because that man's talent is gonna be wasted. Like,
dog, I know you saw the tweet I sent. Jacquez, whatever the hell his name is, his music is actually good.
He can literally sing, dude.
Dog, on every song,
Rich Gang.
The Rich Gang is every 20 seconds, dog.
Oh, like, man, that's so sad, too, bro. It's annoying. He don't even have to be on a song.
You know what it reminded me of?
DJ Drop.
Nah, it reminded me of Suge Knight. You don't want your producer dancing in the video.
Man.
He on every song, maybe a dope track.
To go somewhere else, bro.
He should have stayed independent or something.
He definitely should have. Like, he should have took the Bryson Tiller road. Like, you know. But
I mean, yeah. I guess, but I'm happy for anybody that can get away from Birdman at this point.
Exactly.
So we ready for the Lil Wayne that's coming, man. We hype for that.
YMROC, like, if he brings your money to over to, like, oh man, it's we're gonna get. Tell you, man, I don't know if anybody else paid attention, but this whole year alone so far for music has just been great. Like, we've really got some great content this year,
right?
So we're in the spring now. It's just okay, we're getting Kendrick, so let's just see what happens in the summer. You know, I don't know who's dropping. We don't know what we're getting yet. All we can do is wait and see. But I'm pretty sure Wayne got some tricks up his sleeve. May get a dedication. We may get an ain't no telling. But we definitely want the Carter 5. So now that Jay-Z's behind him, you know, maybe Jay will throw Birdman some chump change, as Jay will call it. Because, I mean, so we all know Jay-Z can buy Lil Wayne out from Birdman. So we just got to sit back and wait, allow Wayne to, you know what I'm saying, keep doing the shows, keep performing, because when he drop, I don't even think we're going to be ready. So, but you know, Debate the Music going to happen for y'all anyway, so.
Right, and I'm like I said, man, I got to keep repeating it. I'm just happy Lil Wayne is leaving. Like, I hate to see anybody being taken advantage of, but especially somebody with that much talent, so.
Exactly, yeah, man, like, it's not even fair, bro.
So, dang, what else we got to talk about? We got to mention Chris Brown.
Here we go. You know what, man? This is it. Chris Brown gets too much attention on this show. The next time we talk about Chris Brown, it better be something positive. So, Chris, if you're listening. Oh, well, actually, I do have one thing positive to say before we get into this next segment. I hear his party tour has been amazing. So, I hear every city he's went so far, he's killing it. It's sold out. I see tweets, I see snaps, I see Instagram posts about it. So it looks like everybody's having a good time. So shout out to that tour. Keep it up, Chris. But man, I don't know what it is with him and about Karrueche, but now there's pictures and videos and reports that she's dating Quavo of the Migos. And Chris Brown said He feels betrayed. He feels disrespected. He wished them a living hell. He hopes that she ruined his life like she did his life. How you feel about that, man?
I mean, it's just annoying to me, man. Like, I'm annoyed with it because I think that Chris Brown has to focus on his music. Like, it's really disappointing because he's one of the very few artists who I feel like had the potential to catch Michael Jackson. When he came out with that first album, like, he hit hard. Like, when Chris Brown came out, he hit, like, in the R&B world, like 50 Cent did in the rap world. He hit hard. You know what I'm saying? His presence was felt in the pop and R&B world. So, he had a chance to be big. But I think that he was just so distracted by everything else around him. He stopped paying attention to the music. Everything else became more important. His attention was everywhere else. And even if he is in the studio, he in there with the wrong people, so they still got him distracted. And I personally met Chris Brown. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, go too deep beyond name dropping, but I know people that know people, and I actually hooped with Chris Brown before, and he cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's one a cool person. You can tell he's not a bad guy. It's just he's distracted, bro. One of my favorite lines from Drake's More Life, he said, "Distractions do you in the truest sense." And that's a fact. Like, Chris Brown could be producing so much good music and content right now, but he's not because the people around him, and he's still worried about Karrueche. Like, stop. Like, leave all the people he's dealing with, all his so-called homies, leave all them alone. Leave all them niggas alone. You feel me? Leave everybody alone. Because obviously the people you got around you are not conducive to your career and your focus. You know what I'm saying? Even if he wanted to go into acting and doing all that, he can't because he's too distracted. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the few artists that can actually act. Like, look at Luda. Luda don't even do music like that no more. He just go act. Make $20 million a movie. Like, Chris Brown could do that and still sing and still dance better than anybody out there. Like, but while he's so distracted, he can't really be successful in that field. So he got to make some changes, man. And honestly, I don't even want to talk about him on the show again until we're talking about music. If it ain't no new song or none of that, I don't really want to hear a nigga name, man. I'm tired of negativity. I'm not here for the lame ass publicity stunts, man.
I will say this. I can understand why he feels betrayed, considering Quavo, he may be considered Quavo a friend. However, if we learn anything about the music game, if you date a woman in the industry, 9 times out of 10, she's dated X, Y, and Z, either before you or after you. So, Chris, don't, you gotta cut your losses short. I mean, let's not act like Karrueche isn't beautiful for 1 minute. She is. However, who was Karrueche before Chris Brown came along and gave her, I'm going to say, 15 minutes of fame? But she's making a name for herself right now. I see her on Hip Hop Squares. She's acted in a couple of things. She does her little modeling thing. But don't go out. Only thing I'll say, Chris, is don't go out and do nothing stupid. You got a tour. Your birthday's next month. You got a daughter now. So you got to act in the way you would want somebody to treat your daughter when she gets older and start dating, because you want her to see that. I mean, because you already know, Chris. We've been talking about it, and it's been speculation that he does drugs. And this right here is enough to make them demons come back and, you know, make him go back down that path. So, I mean, it's all, who knows if it's going to last anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Quavo. I mean, it's, I'm not, no disrespect or shade to Quavo. No disrespect or shade to Karrueche, but I mean.
Yeah, and that's the part that killed me. One thing that was funny, though, I did see a lot of jokes on the timeline. people were saying that it seemed like all these artists and celebrities and athletes all date the same 5 women. And that's facts, you know. I can think of probably like 10 guys Karrueche was supposedly dating. I'm not saying she was. I don't know if she slept with
none of that. She's been linked to a lot of people. Exactly.
I don't even care if she was. I'm just saying that it seems like they all deal with the same groups of people. It's like, why don't you go find you somebody new, somebody different, somebody unknown, and you know what I'm saying? Just go do that. Go be peaceful. Like, go be low-key. You know, I don't know. I feel like he gonna get there eventually, but you need to work on it, man. Oh man, one thing I do need to talk to you about popped up on my timeline. A little short segment. 50 Cent was doing a concert.
Oh Lord, here we go.
The young lady in the front row of the crowd reaches up and grabs his hand. And when she grabs him, she pulls him down and he punches her in the chest. But what? 50 is smart because he invited her on stage, apologized, and then she started dancing and all that on stage. So he avoided a lawsuit. He good. But people are upset with 50. I'm not really upset with 50 for punching her in the chest, because how many rappers have we seen get beat up, pulled into the crowd, or get their chain snatched and all that? Like, how many people have we, how many artists have we laughed at on NVIDIA, on Worldstar? Like, how many? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not mad at him for swinging first and then asking questions later. That's the situation. You got to protect yourself.
This reminds me of that Kevin Gates situation and what Kevin Gates should have did. And now he was jailed for it. But yeah, I personally don't think 50 intended to punch her. Maybe it was a reflex. And, you know, because when you in that groove and you performing and, you know, you don't, you know, if somebody grabs you, of course you're going to react like that. But, yeah, he definitely was smart. He probably made her night. Like, that's the story she could live to tell her kids about, or her friend. You know what I mean? So, yeah, 50 was dope for that. And you got to respect him for it. Because, I mean, he could have been an asshole and she could have went press charges. But then again, man, you know these fans always do something like this to right? get attention.
Yeah, exactly. And even if she go press charges now, she looks stupid, because it's a clear video of him having her on stage. She accepted the apology. She danced.
He did the right thing.
Exactly.
He did the right thing. That way, if she come back and try to say anything, like for example, that Miguel situation where homegirl was talking about she took a picture with Miguel. But here's the thing, not to get off subject, but here's the thing that stood out to me. She went up to Miguel and told Miguel, "Oh, I like your music. I do such and such for sex, some sexual thing," she said. She said, I love your song. I forgot what song she said it was. I masturbate to it from time to time. So you go tell an artist that, and then you come out with a claim saying he groped you. Yeah, so
it's hard to just believe at that point, man. Come on,
exactly,
come on, dog. Come
exactly,
on.
Exactly. So it's, 50, dude, he was smart. He apologized. He brought the fan on stage. She probably had the time of her life.
Yep.
Like I said, so she can go back and, oh my God, like, everybody's going to want to know about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure it wasn't a hard punch. I didn't see the video. I will definitely go check it out now that you brought it up. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, man, we gotta, I think 50 finally handled that situation right. You know, usually he in court for some bull, but he finally
exactly.
handled that one right, man. So,
all right. He's trying to grow up. Maybe, I don't know about any music coming out right now. Maybe he'll surprise us. Like I say, we don't know what's coming in the summer. We never know yet.
50 is going to drop some music when Power comes back on in like 2-3 months. I guarantee it.
I'm telling you, man, I can't stand Empire no more.
You watched it? I don't even watch it.
I haven't watched it.
Power
since
is
it came
way
out.
Better.
Oh, yeah, man. Power is where it's at, bro. All I
ain't right, watched man. It. So, what else? We ain't got nothing else. Well, sleeper picks, man. Let's do the sleeper picks.
All right, sleeper picks now. So I'm at work today, and I get a DM in my Twitter from this artist named King Terry III, asking me to check out his music. So it was one song that stood out to me, and it's called Black Suit, and I want to use that as my sleeper pick. The beat is like old school hip hop, the lyrics and everything. So my sleeper pick today again is King Terry the Third, and it's called Black Suit.
Okay, let's hear that.
Alright.
You couldn't beat me if you had a head start. Pockets getting chubby, now my wallet's getting stretch marks. Yeah, that's real wood, she can put her legs on. Heated seats, got her thinking that her head's gone. Her mind blown, I've flown in another time zone. Now my iPhone be dropping calls. My rhyme flow, got all these niggas dropping jaws. I shine now, they been wanna give a cop a call. Stop with all the BS, they see us and gives them reasons to hate. Because our visas are filled with more than what they make. She say that broke niggas fake, they doing what it takes. And the thirst is real, they scrambling for dates. Sticking up the game like freeze, it's a whole lot. C4 flow, cause you know we bout to blow up. Blueberry in a swisher, call it fruit roller. Riding big wheels like I don't ever wanna
could
grow up.
Could it be the gold cuff links or the black suit?
We ballin', turn us up, we ballin', shut it down. But you know that I think that you
actually
crazy.
Okay, that was dope.
Yeah, man. See, what you got
for me? For my sleeper pick, I got to go with an artist who's like on the rise. He's not he's not 100% there yet though, but he's one of the few artists right now that gave me a little more faith in today's R&B.
Okay,
it doesn't sound like old R&B. It's more of that, like that category we made the vibes category.
What was it? What we call it? I forgot what we called it. Millennial Soul, I think it was.
Yeah, Millennial Soul. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it. Millennial Soul. This is Incomplete Kisses by Sampha.
Oh, okay.
Those incomplete kisses. Waking up time with that first step in this house we're sinking, but we're far too numb to really care. The TV.
Yeah, Sampha is dope, man. He was on a few songs with Solange. He wrote some dope songs. Him and Khaled, Daniel Caesar, Leon Bridges, these are some artists who have me believing in that genre a little more. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little more faith in it right now, thanks to them. So
gotta bring it back, man. I mean, you can't always, because when we think R&B, you know, don't get me wrong, the baby making music is needed, but again, we also need that, you know, that neo soul, that millennial soul. You know what I'm saying? So it's great, man. Shout out to Sampha, man. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, man. So that was another episode of Debate the Music. Definitely check us out at thegreatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Actually, now if you go on iTunes and you search Greatness Podcast Network, you'll see all of our shows. Everything related to the network will pop up. We're doing a lot of improvements. Like we said last episode, we got the NFL, NBA divisions coming. Hit me up on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness if you're interested in being a part of the team.
Hit me up also at KingTail21. Shout out to the whole network, not just Debate the Music, but all of us, man. You know, we all trying to do the same thing, and we, you know, we all growing. So whoever's been tuning in to not only Debate the Music, but the other shows, we thank you. We appreciate it. And, again, I stress, this is only the beginning.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you, guys.